This is a CC Radio podcast.
As long as we've got some dick jokes, we've got the audience right in our hands. Paulie, you and me,
we gotta be
the luckiest dick, as you know that we're assholes. As long as we
can count down, fighting like bitches, we'll never give more ground. Acting like humans, calling each other turds, we're deep in the countdown.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. It is episode 300! Bitches. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television in order of so you don't have to, but not today.
Nope.
There's no counting down.
It's a special ass episode,
yo. It's called irony.
Right.
And also laziness. But mostly irony, as we give you, the faithful listeners, long-term listeners of the show, we're bringing back all the old segments.
That's right.
That, not almost all of them, that we used to do back in the day before we found our...
As many as were tolerable.
...voice, and before I decided that 2 hours of editing was too much to edit, down to an hour 45 every week instead. Now we do an hour episode, and everyone is happier, I think.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So it's a lot. It's the shout outs from the past. And if you're new to the show, welcome. It's wonderful to have you here.
That's right.
Not sure this is the best one for you to join in on.
We always say that, but these episodes do quite well.
But if you are here and new and this gets you to go back and listen to new ones, thank you. Thank you for taking a chance on our little podcast.
And because you're getting these classic type segments, you're mainlining pure Paul and Wayne on this one. Okay? It's going to be just that stuff. So celebrating you more than us.
I'm taking crazy pills!
Yes, and news! We have a new soundboard!
Okay, I don't know about this.
Paul, Wayne is so happy there's a new soundboard.
Yeah, Paul said, hey, we got a new soundboard. I'm like, fuck off. I've been working on a new stuff. I'm like, fuck off. So, we don't know what's going
to
happen.
Has all the openers and a bunch of new quotes like that one. God.
All right, well, maybe you can still listen anyway.
You could, and you should. And so it's a big celebration of not quite 6 years of the show. That will be in March next year.
6 years?
It will be in March next year.
Bitch, please.
But you take 12 weeks off, 2 weeks off a year, and here we are, episode 300. So that's the celebration today. We're going to have a lot of love, a bit of a love fest at the end. We're going to save that, a bit of feedback from the listeners, and indeed our love for you, everyone who has stuck with us or joined us and stuck with us. We are absolutely blown away that even that anyone beyond...
You're the balls.
Not even my parents.
You're the shit.
In fact, my brother listens. Hey, bro.
What up?
But other than that, no one in my family listens. So I can't even say we're stunned that anyone beyond our family listens because even they don't.
My cousins listen.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And your cousins. You know, that's good. So that's like 4 downloads.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Well, I'm Asian, so 70.
Shit. I know what time it's all right. We're going to kick it off then with an old segment that we have not heard for a very, very long time. It includes an opener, which... good friend and patron of the show, Christiani, has said it's ruined the original song for him. Let's check it out.
Fucking check it out!
I remember that now.
Some things that you made a decision on 4 or 5 years ago that don't seem so good.
That's right, folks. Check It Out is our news segment, which we didn't do for a long time.
No,
and we haven't done it for a while.
Because we didn't want to date the show, but we are dating our 300th episode.
Damn right.
Why wouldn't you? All right, I'm going to kick it off then with my first bit of news. Wayne, we know how much you loved The Predator.
Yep. That was a stumble and a fall. Swing and a miss.
From Shane Blackwell. The news came out recently. There is a secret project being developed by Dan Trachtenberg, the guy who directed 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Uh-oh.
New Predator film.
Okay, look, well, we thought Shane Black couldn't mess it up because he was in the original one, but then he went and did that.
Rewrote bits of it, apparently, in the original one.
Look, his other stuff is great. This was crap. Now, who's this Trachtenberg fellow?
Cloverfield Lane. Remember John Goodman?
I think he'll do better.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the rumor is, this is not confirmed at all, the rumor is, and what do you think about this? That it's going to go back in time to before the Americas were settled, and it's going to feature the Predator up against a bunch of Native Americans.
Uh-oh.
You know, I think it's great.
Wait, was it back in time, and then he's fighting the American Indians.
Yes.
Interesting.
Native Americans.
Sorry. Yes, Native Americans.
First Nation
but
people.
But back in the day.
Yeah, back in like
1600. That's fine. I thought it was now.
No.
You got yourself some problems if you're killing all them folks now. You know what I'm saying? On the screen. I'm just saying.
So that, I think that's pretty cool. I'm down for it. But that's not confirmed, not substantiated at all. Just the rumor.
I mean, it's the most interesting thing we've heard so far about that. Mm. Like, you know what I mean?
I was shocked that there was any kind of sequel coming after the last one.
They'll always make Alien, Predator, Predator, Alien movies. They'll always
do
that.
Well, hold on for the end of the check it out then.
Okay.
Over to you.
All right, man. Well, I'm actually telling you this. It's an odd time to tell you because by the time you all have heard this episode, we will have seen this movie. But I have not yet seen Wonder Woman.
84,
sorry. And I'm going to see it tomorrow, but I can tell you that when I woke up this morning, I got 7 different texts from 7 different people saying, dude, does this movie suck as bad as everyone says? That's what they said to me, right? And I went, 7 people?
I love the way that people actually bothered to text you. No one, not one fucking person texted me.
No, these are
I guess people are just thinking,
you're fat, bloated, stupid.
What the fuck is this one now? You're an asshole. Is that Ren and Stimpy?
It was.
Eat my balls. Oh, God. Well, yes. So, first of all, I'm a bit apprehensive about that. We'll see. I don't know if it's a shit movie or not, people. We'll know soon.
Make our own minds up.
Exactly. But the other thing is that, apparently, even though it's streaming / being released in some parts of the world, apparently it's on track to have a best opening weekend at the box office since the corona pandemic began. Like, it's going to do better.
It's going to beat Tenet?
Tenet, yeah.
Wow.
So, this is a weird thing. Like, that means that this model works, like, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I guess we shall see when the final numbers are released.
But it would be cool if blockbusters didn't die because we had to stream everything. Maybe some people are allowing theaters, i.e. us. So, you know, that'll be cool.
Well, the reality is some parts of the world are much better off than others. And so Warner Brothers have made this decision to do in America. Everything else is coming on HBO Max.
Mm.
For the rest of the world, they're releasing it into theaters where it's safe. And if not, there is some reciprocal arrangement, I believe. But a little later, like a month or so later. So it's a big deal. Hopefully.
Diehard fans go first. They keep their subscription.
All the way through to The Matrix 4, like, which is Boxing Day next year. So almost a year to the day after we're recording, which is very interesting. So their whole slate, Warner Brothers, next year will be doing this same day and date.
Well,
cinemas around the world, HBO Max. Or is that what's called? HBO Max, I think?
Yeah, HBO Max. Yep. We don't get it
in
here.
The States.
So who knows how that's going to work? In a related bit of news, apparently the CEO of Sony Pictures said that the studio is getting a bit of a boom in interest from filmmakers because they now want to work with Sony. Because
they're
Sony,
not doing that.
That's right. Sony puts your shit in theaters and that's what everyone wants to do. And he reckons that they're just...
A la Monster Hunter. Check out our review this weekend.
But yeah, this is some controversial shit. You know, like it's just interesting that HBO Max...
It's fascinating. It's an awful situation. And
terrible.
And obviously, we want this virus gone as quickly as anyone else, and we're very, very lucky where we live.
We can see movies, but I want the whole world to see movies.
We
now.
Can see
in a theater
the impact it's had, particularly on the industry that matters most, this podcast, which is the film industry. Yeah,
people
so,
will always want to go to a place with other people and watch shit. That's what I think.
I hope so.
Concerts,
I hope
movies.
So.
There's a
you
reason.
Say
still
people,
here.
I think you mean everyone our age and one generation lower. But I think you go any younger than that, you go into the sub 25s.
They're like, fuck it, I'll catch it
on
my phone.
I can do whatever the
I'll
fuck I want.
I'll catch it on my watch.
What do you
fuck
mean?
It.
I have to watch it in more than 10-minute increments? What the fuck?
Yeah, good point. Good point. Okay, it's for the old folks. Like us.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Now this is squarely at you, Wayne. This bit of news.
All right.
You are aware that on January 5th,
about
a week or so after this episode drops,
go on.
There's a new Netflix series coming called The History of Swear Words.
Oh my God, dude. I only saw the trailer.
I was going to say, how hard were you after you watched this trailer?
It is so good. I said it was the best trailer for anything ever, ever. Nicolas Cage comes out and the first thing he does is go, fuck, and just keeps like, you know, keep... that is so great. And also, why didn't we think of this? Why aren't we doing this stupid show?
Damn!
I'm very disappointed in myself and things around my life.
I love the idea of you doing this Netflix
series. No, you would be the straight guy. Who
I'm
says,
not sure we have the pull of Nicolas Cage.
Oh, we don't.
No,
I'm
so,
not talking about a podcast where it's called
a podcast.
A podcast called History and Swearing Podcast. All right. Maybe when it blows over, we'll try again.
Well, there is also your particular... I mean, this is doing... I can't remember, 8
That's
episodes.
That's a good point. I make up my own curse
You
words.
Do make your own swear words up.
Right. So maybe there's a show there.
Etymology of those.
Yes. That's right. My God. Excellent.
How to swear and not be done for swearing with there your host, is. Wayne Aruzu.
Right. We can just call it
bracket cunt.
Cunt. See, this shit writes itself. Okay. Stay tuned for that one, folks.
All right. If you got anything else, I'm wrapping up with this one. A new alien TV series, Wayne. Have you heard of this?
I heard rumblings.
So it's going to be the show run by Noah Hawley, who did the second season of Fargo, which was very good, and then a TV show called Legion. Did you watch it at all?
No, but I've heard of Legion.
Very mind-bending, very trippy. I got about halfway through the first season and went too hard to follow, or at least my fiance. No, we both agreed, nah, not worth our time. I'm told by fans of that comic series, wonderful, wonderful show. So that's two for two, really, is what we're basically saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now, doing some kind of alien TV series set on Earth is the only thing that's been confirmed.
Dude,
this is not going to be aliens on Earth in a big war.
Oh, so then they don't have to spend that much money. They can shoot on Earth.
Too expensive. So what could it be, and will it be any good?
Well, hang on a second here. This is not just any news. This is aliens and Paul Prezula reporting about aliens. You'd have lost about 2-3 loads to this so far.
Well, the idea up until the moment that I read that Ridley Scott was also involved.
Well, now hang on a sec. What
and
did
then
you
I,
do?
So then I sucked one load back up.
Yeah. That visual is going to give me some kind of problem later. okay. Yes. Well, look.
He did Prometheus and Alien Covenant.
He needs to fuck off so we can do this.
Just can we have some fresh blood, please? Yep. Like Noah Hawley.
Okay. But he's that. This guy's going to produce. If he doesn't like the story, he's going to shut it down. He's going to go, how about we bring those big, white, massive guys back? You know? I don't know. Okay. Well,
How about the newborn? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, well, I'm still going to watch the shit out of it. So, what are you going to do? You'll watch it, man.
Absolutely, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and we
will cover it on the show. No, all right.
Very exciting.
That's our check it out, the news format of the week. Let's move on with this next segment today that I believe that we're calling Taglines.
We got these taglines. I know you know it.
Yeah, bitch, I know it.
We know we got these taglines.
All right, taglines is where the taglines for films. Wayne and I have to guess based on the tagline what the film is.
Right. We do easy, medium, and hard.
Correct.
And it's a little bit of a game show. We don't know what the hell we wrote, and I don't even know how we're going to do this because we always had problems with it, frankly.
Well, yeah. this originally came from a suggestion of mine, a friend of mine from primary school, Tim. Tim, thank you very much for this. And he thought this would be a good idea. And we ran it for, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 times back in the day. So here we are bringing it back for the 300th episode. Okay. All right, Wayne, how about I lead you off with my easy. We'll go back and forth. Easy,
I got to guess the movie.
And the parameter we put in with has to be in the life of the show.
Yeah.
Right? So it can't be anything older than that, which helps a little bit, I hope.
Hopefully.
I hope this is a really easy one. And if you don't get it immediately, I'll emphasize a word.
Okay, good.
One hell of a superhero.
Shit. Okay. You know what? It's got to be motherfucking Hellboy.
Correct.
Word.
Well played, sir. Right. That was going to say. And I really did go easy and I really did go medium. I think I really went hard. So
awesome. Okay. So you just write off the aliens, dude. It's fine. Okay. You want me to give you your easy?
Yeah.
Here it is. Now.
I think this is a variation of the format I used to do, which was just easy, medium, hard, both ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's all right. Let's keep this. This is episode 300 version.
All right. Here we go. Now, here is the tagline. Beaches ain't ready. Now, think about it for a second, right? And I will give you one little clue.
Jesus.
You did not look kindly upon this movie.
Oh, yeah, Baywatch.
There you go.
I can't believe it even took me that long. But thank you for the little clue. All right, one all. Here we are, heading to the medium. Here we go. I think this is actually pretty easy, really, given your proclivities. But there's a clue. Put on a happy face.
Oh, Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
Wayne
nice
is
one.
Killing it.
Nice one.
Wayne
nice one.
Is killing it.
Okay. Wow, that's huge. Okay.
Thank you.
We haven't had a dick joke really yet. So
we haven't. It's amazing.
Okay. Now, this one here, right? You might think it's a generic tagline, but again, if you think about it, it's a recent movie, and the tagline is, "Don't miss the climax." Now, I will just give you one hint because that's very generic, right?
Oh, God.
You and I, and pretty much every listener of this show, does not look kindly upon this film franchise. on the poster, right?
Oh, God, no, I'm terrible. No, I'm on the poster.
Okay, fuck it. It's 50 Shades Freed. You know what's funny about this?
I was going to get it.
No, you were, but the poster, right, was like, that tagline does not appear under the title. It's the big part of the poster, and it's overlaid against an image of her with him up against the wall, and she's pretty much got his cock in her hand. Right. And it's like, don't miss the climax.
I have seen that film. I watched it purposefully for the worst 10 of whatever year it was. I haven't seen the first two.
I saw the first one. Holy shit.
All right. You're leading 2-1. I'll be shocked if you get this one.
That was a bit hard.
That's all right. It's fine. Hard. You don't want to be on his list.
Shit, I think I know this one. You don't want to be on his list.
You're killing me, Smalls.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck was that?
New soundboard time.
I need my balls. This doesn't make sense. I'm fucking
a special shout out to a good friend of the show, Dan Brennick from the Netflix and Swill podcast. Loves that movie.
What is that movie?
And also a big shout out to Ashley, his girlfriend, who does love that film from Rabbit Ears TV podcast, The Sandlot.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're killing me, Smalls.
Okay, fuck you. Fuck you. That's bullshit. All right. You don't want to be on his list? Fuck. I don't know. How about that Santa Claus movie?
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? Damn it. Fat Man.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
But you are on the right track. It's okay. Krampus.
Oh, Krampus. What the fuck? Who's Krampus? Who the fuck watches Krampus?
I did.
Okay, fine. That was a hard one, though.
All right. Well, I've got my hard one to try and even it up.
Here it comes.
That sounds wrong.
I know it does. You? All right, here it is. Now, if you think about this one, it's kind of obvious, but you could easily miss it. The tagline is, getting straight A's, giving zero F's.
That says to me, like, a genius at school college film. Mm.
And I'll tell you this, it's an indie film that we both liked.
Damn. Yeah, don't give me more clues. That's fine. I'm happy to lose taglines. All right,
it's actually from Booksmart.
Yeah, I would never got it. Yeah. Never got it.
I was
well played.
Say, the director was hot, but anyway.
Well played. Wayne wins 2-1. Congratulations.
This was never a Thursday game. So.
You cock juggling thunder cunt.
Fuck. Who's that now?
It's Ryan Reynolds. Right.
Oh, right. Yeah. Still doesn't save your shitty right.
This is great. All right, good. That's the end of taglines. Next up, we have a segment which I'm not prepared for at all, but Wayne is.
What?
It's a long time since we've heard this one. It's called This.
Insane in the memway.
Inside in his brain.
Insane in the memway.
Ball choke on my balls.
What?
That's right. Insane in the memway is essentially hot take theater.
Yeah, exactly. Something Wayne has seriously got wrong according to the popular culture.
Yes.
Which he's now going to defend and I'm going to question him on.
All right, fine. I've thought this ever since the show ended, and frankly, I'm about to tell you this is it. Game of Thrones final season was actually good. It was actually good. Now, listen, fuck! Yeah, I'm sure this won't get fucking annoying at all. All right, fine.
Maybe the best soundboard edition ever.
You can eat my balls. All right. Yes, everyone. I actually, when watching Game of Thrones, now look, we all know that the last episode had execution problems. Oh. Those being, essentially,
did it ever.
Danny's doing that turn.
Spoilers
heel.
For Game of Thrones final season.
Sorry. Spoilers, everyone. Skip past this if you haven't
hang
seen
on,
Game
hang
of Thrones.
Let's just get Jack involved.
Oh, fuck Jack.
How dare you?
You can't handle the truth.
That added nothing. All right, so here we go.
So you think.
That's all you think, asshole. All right, so check it out, right?
Buddy, I love you so damn really much, I'd have to kill you, bro.
I don't even know. Fuck you. All right, here we go. Now, remember, when this Game of Thrones season started, okay, there was cool shit, like the big battle among the ice where the Dothraki had their flaming ass shits, like swords and shit, and they ran into battle with, like, ghosts riding alongside them, and, like...
No, that was episode 4?
Yeah, that was whatever, in this season, okay? Yeah. That shit happened, and that was a pimped-out battle. The other thing that happened, of course, fucking Maisie Williams, fucking Arya Stark, she's the one who kills the Night King, does it in a sweet way, leaps through,
did
ninjas
you say the
through.
King or the Night King?
Did I say the Night King?
You might have said the
she
Night King.
She used a knife on the Night King.
Yeah.
And does the drop, catch, stab thing.
Oh,
that was
God.
Gangster. And
if you drop a knife and stab Wayne in his ass, he'll be pleased to hear it.
Maybe not a knife, but, you know. that was cool shit. And I actually like the fact that Jon Snow wasn't the one who kept the Night King, because that's the in keeping with the type of show it is. Okay? The problem it had was that motherfucking
turn. You know what really needs to happen?
What?
I'm glad I can climb on this fucking bandwagon again.
Please.
George Martin, release a fucking book, you lazy prick.
Just for the record, do you think he's ever going to? No.
Like, where are...
There's two, right? He's going to do two, right?
Well, it's two to come, right?
He's not fucking making it.
This man is doomed to die before he releases this fucking last book in the series. I'd love to know what he had originally planned.
Well, according to him, it's the show. What happened in the show is essentially a version of what he had.
No, he said it does differ markedly. I don't think the moment the Night King dies is going to be Arya Stark.
Really?
I don't think so. But I want to see it.
I don't think you'll ever
George,
know.
George, for fuck's sake, mate.
I don't think you'll ever know.
Decade almost.
Mate, I think he's lost interest in writing. He's going, you know what? I'm fucking 800 years old.
He's got
if I can eat a dick.
Lot of interest in wanking off over people being upset about it, so I'm going to shut up, move on.
I've heard that you never lose interest in that. yes, but you know what? That was fine. You know, a lot of people had the problem with Bran as well, being the king in the end.
Yeah, that was
garbage.
Think
about it. The theme of this season is that those who want power are the worst people to actually wield it, kind of. That's why, you know, all the people who are kings, who want to be kings and want to be power, they're
I reckon.
It's always Jon Snow.
They've done studies, you know.
Eat my shit.
60% of the time, it works.
You are a
bit every time.
Hairy bitch. What? That one was crap. What was that?
That was from Anchorman.
Eat my dick. All right. And anyway, that's what happens at the end of this. Bran didn't want the power. He gets it. Tyrion, who we all wanted to become king, is his hand of the king. And it still works fine. So if they just fixed the Daenerys bit, this would have been a good season.
I have several problems.
Several.
The first of which being, do you want an automaton without emotion who clearly does not give a shit about anything other than the three-eyed raven to rule all of Westeros?
But did you not get the impression he was good, though? Because here's the thing.
Not really.
Every king gets swayed by pussy. But Bran can't get swayed by pussy because he ain't got a dick. Right? Or like, you can't make it work or whatever, right? So that was, Sansa said that. Sansa said, yo, he won't be swayed by hoes, right? That's what she said. So then,
I don't think she used those words.
I think
words.
She said those exact words. And so that's good, because every other king is corruptible. He's incorruptible. And Tyrion's doing all the real work anyway, because he's with the small council, and he makes all the decision. It's just that Bran isn't the kind of motherfucker who's going to get fucked up. See, Tyrion...
I'm not saying Jon should have been king, because I think that would have been too predictable.
Too predictable.
But I just...
And it's nice that he went to the forest where he had his best memories of his life. He went back to the people there.
Okay,
he's going to try
to
find another
Ranger.
Where
was the best lay you ever had?
I don't know.
Do you want to just go back there because it was the best lay you ever had?
Yeah, but I'm not in Westeros. He only had a root with one woman. First, he knows that's the best fucking that ever happens. And she was a Ranger, so he's probably right. So here's the thing, right?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
What is this shit? What is this shit?
I knew I get to use all my new soundboard bits.
What a bitch.
In
all right.
This segment.
Well, now that I know that Paul's going to do that, I'm going to end this.
They've done studies, you know.
Oh, fuck my ball.
60% of the time, God. It works.
This is the turning point.
Every
this is
time.
Where the show turned to absolute balls.
Oh, this is where I jumped the
because
shark.
Because of Paul's soundboard.
Okay, I'm glad we worked that out.
Anyway, that's my fucking segment. Fuck you. Thanks, everyone.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I do think it.
It was a garbage final season because they rushed the fuck out of it.
I agree. It's not perfect, but overall, there were way more. It's just the finale and maybe the one before the finale that was the fuck up because it didn't feel like
the rest
of
the season. You know what I didn't have a problem with? I didn't have a problem with Danny being bad at the end because I think they had foreshadowed that sufficiently.
Agreed.
That's fine. But I have a huge problem with how quickly the Night's King was dispatched. How easily and readily and pathetically that all happened.
Compared to the hordes of armies and this and that, fine. But the fact that Arya...
For seven fucking seasons, the great threat. The great threat was dispatched in one fucking episode. The great threat should have been dispatched over like five episodes.
Agreed. There's no doubt.
There was this increasing amount of death and destruction. Virtually no one of consequence died in that episode. No one.
Yeah, but, well, that's true. Even the wolf survived.
Yes.
But, yeah, I know.
Lame as fuck.
Well, you know I don't have an issue
Danny
with that.
Danny killed more people with a big fucking dragon running around King's Landing.
Yes, but if you think about it, though, if you had, like, the undead army against whatever throng of soldiers you have, the only way to do it is a sneak attack. You can't go head-to-head.
We should have had.
So that's why Arya was the perfect weapon, yo.
Here's how it should have worked. Right, George, if you're listening, sort your shit out. And B, here's your answer. Right?
Yeah.
The armies come together to defend a fucking city. They don't give up the city by having it be attacked. They meet them in the field They get defeated, they fall back.
Yeah, then what?
So that they run a whole bunch of feints and whatever else. So then they constantly leave a group of people behind to defend their retreat.
And
then those ones get mostly overrun and killed. And so we can lose characters bravely sacrificing themselves a couple of times at least. Ah, fuck no, we really do have to go back to Winterfell. Then the final battle happens at Winterfell. Or the way I even envision it in my head is the North gets lost through big battle after big battle, and all the North people get pushed back into the other side of whatever, Moat Cailin.
Yeah, but that's another three seasons, man.
But that's my point. That's the way it should have been.
Yeah.
How much more amazing would that have been? And then finally, when it was a faint slash drop of hand stab in the back, it would have meant something.
Well, I think there's no doubt that the issue is there was too few episodes.
Yeah.
Just too few episodes. Way too few.
What's this? Benioff and Weiss. What have they done since?
What happened to them? Because they're supposed
nothing.
To go... They're supposed to do Star Wars,
they reneged on their Star Wars deal. Wars basically went, fuck off, you're not good enough because you can't. You can't fucking nail an ending.
Yes, and everyone's going to be pissed at you, and that's why they didn't go to Comic-Con that year.
Yep.
What? So, yes, I mean,
don't get me wrong. They're swimming in their money. I'm sure they bathe in $100 bills each night to wash away their ills.
But you know
so
what?
So, well done to them.
I think when you've had 7 or 8 years of incredible wealth, and then you start doing work and people shit on you, I reckon it still hurts you. I reckon it still hurts you.
Look, no one wants their good name to be disparaged, but the point is... It doesn't matter to them.
Mm.
If they don't get another big deal, they're set for life. Their kids are set for life. Their grandkids are set for life. Well played to them. I'm really pleased with the fact this show exists.
Mm.
You know, and I was a big proponent after reading the first three books. This is a TV show which could be made incredibly. And it was.
Yeah.
It just, they did not stick the landing and it fucking sucked.
Yeah. Look, I'm saying to you, it wasn't as good as we all wanted it to be. But I had a lot of moments in this last season. And I think it's about maybe the third worst season. It's not the worst season of the whole show. There was a season in there that gave me the shits.
I disagree. It is the worst season because it should have been satisfying.
More was expected of it.
Yes,
and
you want to leave.
You want to go that way.
Nothing's as bad as fucking Dexter, let's face it. And we're going to get a chance to fucking right that wrong in fairly short order.
Mm-hmm.
But so I guess this is a great example of Insane in the Memoir.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it to the show. Obviously, we're not going to agree. Oh, it's not much of a segment. So
exactly. So there you are.
All right. Great. On to the second then. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much. On to the second game show-ist segment. This is what we call Call for Cast.
And remember at the podcast, there's a couple of lovely lads who swear they know much better and they're very cool for cast and cool for cast.
And as you can tell from that exceptionally well-rendered opener, that one was recorded.
How long is that one?
Very, very long time ago before we had proper mics and everything else.
Nice. Okay. This is a segment where we simply recast a classic in today's actors and shit like that.
And
so,
the film that I chose, which Wayne very kindly agreed to, was Jaws from 1975. And I went 1, 2, 3, 4. I had 6 roles I've recast.
I had 3.5. It's just Quint, Brody
and Hooper.
And maybe the chick. I guess you go with the
and
sheriff.
And Lorraine. The sheriff? No, and I went with the mayor.
Mayor, sorry. Yes, the mayor.
And I went with, obviously, Chief Brody's wife, Ellen Brody. I also went with Mrs. Kilner. Oh, wait, 1, 2, 3.
I barely even remember that character.
Mrs. Kitner, sorry. Mrs. Kitner. The woman whose son gets eaten, and she slaps Roy Scheider.
Oh, God, that's a bit part, but okay.
I know, but I...
Okay,
I
yeah, he so loves the show.
How about we build back...
Tell you what, here's what. I got like 3-4 choices.
Go,
bust them at you. Let's hear what you think.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, check it out. Brody, all right? That dude?
Chief Brody?
Brian Cranston.
Too old.
Cranston. Too old? See, here's my thing,
Cranston's
right?
61?
Yeah, I think
Roy Scheider was like 47.
Really? Because the other guy I had was Jake Gyllenhaal. He's the younger one, see?
He's Hooper?
No, he's fucking... That was for Brody. I was him or Bryan Cranston. So I'm going old and young.
I think he's a better pick.
Yeah, okay. But Bryan Cranston can be like that guy who I know that he's like, I'm the one who knocks kind of guy. He's got a bit of something behind him. He is old.
Oh, don't get me wrong. He's a great actor. I just worry he's too... He's like Liam Neeson-ing it.
My cast is a bit disparate in age because there's reasons. I'll go on.
Well, if you can explain them.
Okay, good. So check it out. Hooper.
Hooper.
Hooper. All right. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's a young, smart motherfucker who's probably a tech world billionaire or some shit, and that's why he's this guy.
He's not meant to be a tech world billionaire. He's meant to be
he's supposed to be a rich cunt, though, right?
A marine biologist.
Yeah, but
right?
A rich cunt.
Hooper
was a rich cunt. They talked about it.
Did they? Was
that
he really
Richard
that rich?
That's Richard Dreyfuss, right? Yeah. He said, are you rich? And he's like, yeah. It's like,
well, how much? He goes, what, the whole family or just me? And he's talking about how
he's coming from old money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And my last one was...
Quint.
Get this one. Billy Bob Thornton.
Not bad. I
right?
like it.
Because he's
I
fucked
like
up and you know he can be fucked
I
up.
I like it.
So there you go.
Not knocking those at all. Did you give Ellen Brody?
Yeah, but I just said Rebecca Ferguson so we can work together. All right. So
and by work, Wayne means that every other person in the room...
Bitches leave.
That one's kind of funny. Is that RoboCop?
Yes.
Okay, well done. All right. But still, fuck you. Your cast, Prizula.
All right, I'll go backwards. Mrs. Kitner was played by someone named Lee Fierro. I'm going Brie Larson.
Okay. Was she...
Imagine her son gets eaten.
Yeah. She'd be pissed off.
And
she
walks in with wearing the black clothes, right. The veil slaps.
Oh,
Roy Scheider. Yeah, I reckon that could work.
That could work.
Mayor Larry Vaughan, that was played by Murray Hamilton. I'm changing this one up wildly. Okay. I want to be with the times, going with an African-American woman of about same age, Viola Davis.
I knew Paul would play that. Well done. Well done.
Okay, we're awesome.
Yeah.
We need to keep these beaches open.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So, yeah, good.
Ellen Brody, Lorraine Gray to Amy Adams. That's like for like. I think that's the equivalent in this day and age.
Amy Adams is fine. She's fine. Nice work.
Now, I'm going to skip to Chief Brody because this is the one I'm least happy with. So, okay. Roy Scheider, Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo, that would certainly put some asses in seats.
Yeah, and I just thought, he will bring whatever he needs to bring to it. And he's about the same age. He's a couple years younger than Roy Scheider was at the time.
It's not bad.
But I'm really proud of my Quentin Matt Hooper. Really proud.
Quentin Matt Hooper?
So, Quint and Matt. I'm really proud of my next two. And the last two for Cool for Cast. Quint, Robert Shaw, Christian Bale.
Oh, because he would do that thing with the beard and everything and look haggard on purpose.
He'd go full method.
Yes, he would.
He'd probably become an alcoholic for 3 months.
He would. He'd shit on a boat.
Yep.
All kinds of stuff.
And can you imagine him? I could just see him doing the whole down the chalkboard.
Telling a story and shit about. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Not bad.
Sharks go in the water. Oh, sorry. Men go in the water. Sharks in the water. And then lastly, Matt Hooper. I like your Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I've gone with Daniel Radcliffe.
Great. And you know what? Yes, because he's English and shit. He could stay English and that'd make it a little
weird.
He could
even,
right?
If he wanted to.
That's right.
He's
that's not
real
bad.
Old world money in that case.
You know, I thought about Donald Glover for this one. Just that would be kind of cool.
I'd buy that.
Another young guy, you know what I mean?
Again, it got some chops, that's got some gravitas. And also, I just think Daniel Radcliffe does these really weird, quirky roles.
Absolutely.
Popped up in this as able support to two big name actors.
He's actually got similar energy to Richard Dreyfuss. Not bad. Mm. Not bad.
Yeah. So
good one.
Cool for Cast.
Cool for Cast, folks.
Put up in the listener community as a vote this week for the hell of it.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Just because Wayne will still win because he won everything this year.
Yeah. We'll see.
There we go. Now, I didn't announce this one, Wayne, before we got going. We do have a very special segment coming, but before we get there, there's something that's not on the agenda. Sick Gal Watch.
Oh, good.
Back by popular demand. There's a little vote that was put in this week from Dan. Thank you, Dan, in the Facebook community. And who liked what? And Sick Gal Watch gets the most votes.
Sick Gal Watch.
The best segment that we've ever done on the show.
Yes, we hate Sick Gal. And now we're going to talk about
We hate Sick Gal. Wayne... 3-4 years ago, put the open invite out to Seagal to show who has the superior martial arts, because no one in this side of the world believes, Seagal, that you have any chops whatsoever.
That's right.
Wayne in particular is...
I would be wiry.
Out.
I'd jump around.
Anyway, that invite's extended, and as far as I'm concerned, he's now reneged. You are the world Seagal champion of the world.
Well, then I may as well lie and say I would have busted your ass. In truth, I would have run.
No, you wouldn't need to run.
That's what I'm saying. He can't run up to me, so it would skip. I would walk away briskly.
But then he would chase you, and you'd get out of breath, and you would kick his ass.
Yeah, you're right. I think I eventually would. Fair enough. Wear him all down.
Steven Seagal desperately wanted the Predator to roll. This comes from MovieWeb.com.
He wanted the Danny Glover butt?
Yeah. But Stephen Hopkins, the director of that film, in a recent interview on a YouTube video, basically said, thought he was too cheesy.
No shit!
Seagal was on board and had to go have a meeting with him at his house, which was one of the craziest afternoons I've had, said Stephen Hopkins. Sort of a talk to him out of doing it. So he was basically tasked to go there and say, it's not really for you, Stephen, blah, blah, blah.
That's going to be tough.
It was a bizarre... He's a very unusual, slightly twisted kind of guy, and in the end, I couldn't see myself doing it with him. It didn't feel right. He wasn't the kind of hero. I thought it would just turn into a cheesy, you know, It's got plenty of cheese now, but it's a kind of cool cheese.
Absolutely.
I think as opposed to uncool cheese.
I love cool cheese.
But he was desperate to do it, went on Hopkins. I went up to his house. He crushed my hand in a handshake.
Did he? What a bitch.
Because you know people that do that.
I know lots of people who do that, man. You're all bitches.
And he took me in into a room where all the walls were covered with guns.
Bitch, please.
No shock that he has that.
He told me he wanted to play. This was his take on the Danny Glover role. He told me he wanted to play a CIA psychiatrist who was also a martial arts expert and carried a gun.
And what year was this? Was it thin enough to even do it back then?
This would have been just after, what was his big break? I went Up for Justice. Nico Above the Law.
Yeah, Up for Justice. And Mark then, for Death.
No, no. Mark for Death. What was the one before that?
Under Siege?
Hard to Kill.
Oh, Hard to Kill.
And when he
was still sort of skinny back then. Yeah,
right
yeah.
around that period.
No, that was shit.
I listened to him for a long time, and he was clearly a little crazy at the time. I said, oh, this is different from where we're going. I guess we shouldn't do it. Then he became really keen to do it, and he threw his arm around me on the way out, and he said, I want you to come to my ranch in Santa Barbara because I've got a grenade launching range there. So we can go there and launch grenades together. I said, yeah, great. We'll do it. But that didn't happen. Sorry, I'm not a fan of his, so...
More importantly, who's got a mortar range in their house? What a fucking bitch. All right, fair enough. Nice one.
Thank you, Steven Seagal, for giving us, in all combination, probably at least an episode's worth of content. Please continue to be a complete cunt.
Yep.
Well, on the back of that bombshell from Steven Seagal...
Another one.
We have another bombshell for you, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. We didn't announce the top of the episode... So this is really for you hardcorers who have got this far into an episode which is nothing at all like a countdown.
This is fucking nothing you're listening to, but I hope you're having a good time. Like,
we have a new segment, a brand new one, which we spoke about, teased each other about. We've decided we're actually going to do it. It's basically an impression of... Actually, no, what I was talking about. We're going to vote for this. We're not voting for Cool for Cast.
No way! Oh, okay, man.
Oh, guys, it's going to suck badly.
Oh, it's going to suck.
It's a segment that we have called The Impression That I Give, and here's the opener.
Had to knock on wood, and I'm glad I haven't yet, because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I give.
Alright, so the impression that I give
is
where Wayne and I both decide an impression of a famous person and decide that they're going to meet, a la the Trip series of films with Rob Brydon and
fucking Alan Partridge.
Yes.
Coogan.
Thank you. Excellent. All right. So we're going to do something similar. It's going to suck.
It's really going to suck.
And therefore, this will be a limited. This may pop up again 50 episodes from now, but don't count your chickens. But if you think it's funny, you need to let us know because we're not sure. We've lost all perspective.
Oh, God. We've been laughing our asses off.
In terms of practicing in front of each other, these. So we know what each other's thinking.
Yeah. And by the way, we were talking in previous episodes about us being doing a Michael Caine.
Michael Caine
impersonation. That's not so good.
We decided.
We both
suck
at
that.
So we went away. These are great, by the way.
No, we went away and did our own thing. Right. And here is, and we hope you'll get it straight away. So maybe we should start with
we got to tell them who it is.
No,
we got to tell them who it is.
I think we should start with a sentence each and then.
They gotta know who it is. They need context. Yeah,
then we'll announce who it is. Maybe.
I don't know. Your call.
I think it'd be very funny. If we just did a sentence.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay.
And then we give the listeners.
Can I go first? Then?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay. So I'm just gonna talk to you. I'm gonna throw a few lines at you. Here we go. You, sir, are a bad guy. There may come a time where our paths cross. I'm gonna have to take you down. I won't like it, but I'll do it. Keeps me hot on my toes where I gotta be.
Very good. I think it's very good. Well played, sir. In response, I have to you.
Bring it. Keep going.
I'm the lion.
Can we have a camera on you? Paul's doing the fucking hands and everything. He's jerking his head around. It's hilarious. Bring it.
You, sir, need to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay. I think I got you. You know, you're a creepy-looking fuck.
Very interesting. As far as
I'm sorry.
You sound like Woody Allen. I'm aware.
I've got a bit Woody.
You're going Woody.
I need to come back now.
Yeah, come back.
And I think I come back by going, hunk of metal. Up my ass. 5 years. I should have just done Woody.
Up my ass.
No, hang on. You think...
Do you know what's happening now? The reason there's a pause between Paul introducing it and doing it is that he spent about a minute going...
This is way funnier than I thought it was going to be live. I'm not sure it carries over in the edit.
No, it's fine. Okay, let's just put the button on. Oh. Okay. Are we still going?
Well, I think we need to keep going a bit longer. Okay. I haven't killed anybody.
You know,
since 1984,
I've seen people like you.
And your way.
Yeah, and your mom. She's got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
The lion lies down in the grass and waits.
Could you speak the fuck up, please? Because I can't hear a fucking word you're saying!
For you...
That's better.
...to make that kind of comment... I owe you.
Oh, Jesus.
I think we're done here.
Okay.
Christopher Walken meets Al Pacino.
Hooah.
Wah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, nothing else. We've entertained ourselves.
We got a cheekache from smiling like a bitch. Okay.
That's
I hope
your
that was.
Mom said. She sucked.
It sounds so fucking creepy. You're nailing the Christopher Walken creepy.
And hopefully the random pause. The pauses.
It's better watching you gotta tape.
Probably would help.
Okay, we'll do a video next time. Alright, folks, I hope that wasn't too nasty for you.
If you never want to hear this again, also let us know that, because so we can
and
know.
I understand.
Just, just to let it fucking go. Alright, look, that's the end of this massive, massive 300th episode. It's actually really short, but like massive fun. But we do want to end up with the love fest. So if you've done, you've enjoyed the threads, you don't want to hear yourself or other people wax lyrical, mostly nice things. There was a couple of comments that were pretty funny because people got the vibe of this show. Then thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today and for your patronage.
Hell yes.
Over the last up to 300 episodes, plus the reviews and the bonus episodes and all the rest of it.
In case it's not clear, we have deep love for you listening now. Like,
especially through this year. Like,
totally.
Bugger All got released.
Reach Around, that kind of
love. We have... Wayne will reach around. Wayne is looking for an excuse to put a finger in your ass.
Or a whole hand.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking oh. I don't know why we're doing this. Keep going.
It's wrong.
Shut up, motherfucker. This is your new soundboard, you cunt.
We've created a monster.
There you go.
I mean, we created...
Shut the fuck up, all right.
Monster.
What a bitch.
Next time I'm definitely doing Woody.
They've already shut up.
Yes, we truly... cannot put into words how much we appreciate that we have carved out our own little corner of the internet
that
you're all a part of. It is amazing. And we're going around another year. There was some discussion 6 months ago.
We might make format changes and stuff.
We're hoping that, like everyone, that COVID will not be as big a thing in 2021. Let's fingers crossed for all. And the moment of heartfeltness, if I can, that's related to that. If you've lost someone, if you're livelihood's been turned upside down, we're very, very sorry. Wish you all the very best, and of course for our podcast
we'll bounce back, people, all
movies
of us.
And movies aren't being released, and that's been hard, so it's a small thing, but you've stuck with us and we thank you for that. And let's get into what you have to say about the show on the other side of this final music cue.
You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K,
this is so long. I know this sounded. This is Nicolas Cage doing the alphabet, you cunt. Oh, man,
that's all you have to do.
It's so long. This is not a sound drop. Why must you be such a fucking vagina?
Oh, shit.
That is for when the next time.
Fuck you.
You can't count from 10 to
fuck
1.
Fuck you in the balls, man. The fuck? Well, that was just a rude
decision. Yeah, anyway, that's not what's happening. Now I'll cut in the appropriate one. Talk about.
Button.
Talk about.
Button.
All right, kicking on this week's Pop 10 with... This is going to be really hard because we had so many great messages and I cannot organize them into what should be on and what shouldn't be on. So I'm just going to roll through them and here we go.
Go random, go random.
Tyler Hennett said, honestly, I just want to give Wayne a bro hug for being the only other person to like Terminator Salvation besides me.
My man, it's a fine show.
Jon Snow, i.e. Julio for the Contrarians podcast, said, there's more of us than you think.
Nice,
bro.
Collective.
Then Jordy Davison, top level patron of the show, been with us since almost day dot. Jordy,
thank you so much.
He said, in all honesty, he also, first of all, he said, fuck you, Paul, for shitting on the Fifth Element constantly.
Fair enough.
Which is a joke that I made early on in my post. In all honesty, you guys, is sincerely my favorite pod and never more so than in a year where I spent 9 months banging around my empty movie theater alone with only podcasts to remind me what human voices sound like. You're my Wilson.
That's very nice, but Jordy owns a theater?
I'm not sure he owns or works in, so Jordy, if you own it, even more,
but like, man.
Our heartfelt thoughts go out to you, sir. I still listen to your pods when they hit my feed first before all others. Congrats on 300, and I'll be here for the next 300 and beyond. Thank you so much for that. And then Mike Margosian said, I've been with you guys since about episode 50. I can actually think back at what job I had at the era of the show at that point and can picture my commute at the time.
Yeah.
Taglines, cool for cast, splitting out the reviews from the main show, increase in audio quality, other podcasts, guests joining, becoming a patron to support the show, and the countless great movie recommendations, of course. Even being able to get all the inside jokes, Wayne's number 7 slot, and of course, the birth of the soundboard.
You can't handle the truth!
Except you can, Mike. You absolutely can.
I certainly can't.
Keep it up, guys. Love the show and the community that has built up around the show. Congrats on 300s.
Boom. Very nice, fellow.
Drew Hallam from the Real Feels podcast said, congrats, you guys. I'm always eagerly awaiting a new episode, a quippy remark from Paul, or somehow mistaking Wayne for a hyena. You both bring a smile to my face and a subtle nod of approval. We all know the soundboard is a true hero. Abso-fucking-lutely, Drew.
This is a fake account that Paul has been fucking writing on.
Demented and sad, but social.
Is that like Chandler?
Could be.
I think it's Chandler.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'll but take still, fuck you.
I'll take it. So, with it, my heart remains. Thank you for making me laugh and being respectable contributors towards the movie pod movement. Now, give us that reap directors, you cut, you cowards. Now, Drew, I have to say, you might have missed this episode, but you did win a prize pack, so I hope you hear this one. Get in touch, and we can give you your deserved prize back from a bunch of episodes ago. Craig Plenn might be the first time contributor to the show, so I wanted to shout him out. Congrats, guys, and thanks for all the laughs. Also, I'm still not over Wayne putting Saving Private Ryan at number 7 of his best war films. Ah! Stay safe and a great new year.
I love that. It's a feature.
It absolutely is. Now, this one's from B-Dizzle, Billy Dunham from the We Watch the Thing podcast. A wonderful podcast in their own right, who I listen to week in and week out, unless they're watching a film I have yet to see or hate, which happens occasionally. But Billy, just a wonderful human being, said this. And I hope it's okay to read this, Billy. I'll just take this moment to thank you guys for everything you do. I've struggled with anxiety and depression a lot in my life, as have we all. And even the dark moments, I look forward to seeing a new countdown in my feed. And I know that no matter the topic, it will always be a joy to listen to and will brighten my day.
Even with Paul's soundboard? Okay. That's awesome, man.
They've done studies, you know.
Oh, suck my dick.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Hearing your evolution over the years has been wonderful, and I've been honored to be given the opportunity to chat with you guys both off and on mic. As I've often said about many of my favorite indie bands, when I hear a really great song, when I listen to a new episode of yours, I often find myself saying out loud in my car, how are these guys not one of the biggest podcasts in the world? Looking forward to the next 300 more episodes, or at least keep up with whatever you guys decide to throw out the world next. Congrats, lads.
Very nice, that's, man. What a kill.
A beyond heartfelt. Thank you so, so much.
Thanks, bro.
All right, let's wrap it up with two or three more. This one is long but worth it. This is from Jake Humphrey, who wrote a poem for us. From down where the dingoes and kangaroos roam, near Perth in the west is where they make their home. Paul runs the show and keeps Wayne on task, but he's a bit of a cunt and gives the predator a pass. And then there's the living party that is Wayne. He thinks too much about clothes and his laugh is insane. They're fond of cigar watch and jokes about masturbating. Release, reap, you cowards, we're tired of waiting. Each of these men would be lacking alone, but together their talents have undeniably shone. There's no crew quite like them, no duo so unique. I spent far too much time listening to them speak. Wouldn't trade a minute, though, of that, I am sure. They've helped make this shit year one I'll actually endure. The smiles and laughter they've brought through the years will stay with me much longer than my 2020 fears. The poem is too long and was pretty hard to make rhyme. Plus, there's the dumbest shit the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here. Time!
Damn, that was good. That was
so
good.
So keep
that
shit up, guys. From my quarantine to yours. Happy 300, you wankers. Here's the 300 more.
Bloody hell, that's a bit of talent, mate. I would never have stuck with that.
Absolutely fucking incredible.
Incredible. Awesome. Yeah.
From Epic Film Guy X, Epic Film Guy now, St. Nikolai's Kitchen Guy.
Is it Saint or is it just Nikolai's Kitchen?
He's a saint, in my
word.
He's
a saint, fair enough.
He's a saint. Nicholas Haskins, putting together Live Stream for the Cure 5 as we speak. What a man. What a gentleman. What a podcaster. I won't read the whole thing, but you are both beautiful and amazing people. Paul, you make me a better podcaster every day. I am privileged that I've sat with you for so many recordings. I've really gotten to know you over the last 5+ years. Wayne, you never fail to make me die laughing. My favorite sound drop of all time from the old EFG soundboard was you singing, "I sucked a dick last night."
Oh, I remember that one.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you so much, Nick. That's absolutely incredible.
Nice.
There were oh so many, and we could be here, and it would sound very, what's the word, when you're flooding yourself?
My life? I don't know. What?
Fair. All right. So we won't go on and on, but I just want to say thank you to everybody else, especially this week. Like the messages that people put up there. If we had any doubt about going on, it was put to bed this week.
Totally.
With because the messages guys. That people came back. Not that it was, we were absolutely going on, but my point is that like, wow. That if we've touched that many people, we had 55, 56 responses in the Facebook community and all of them were positive.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. They're your hardcore listeners. But my point is, thank you. You took the time over Christmas, over Boxing Day. Absolutely incredible. Thank you so much. Here's the last one then, just because it made us laugh. Paul Stead said, "Congratulations, Mrs. Downboard, on reaching 300 episodes. Your two assistants have done you proud. A mighty fine and most entertaining podcast. Must be time for the soundboard countdown number 10. You've guessed it. At number one is...
This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, time. Nice work. However, now that you've got a new soundboard, maybe we retire playing me at myself. How about that?
I'll eat be like, my ass! Eat all the asses, man.
Or if you prefer.
Bitch,
I
please.
Don't eat a ball.
In fact,
I stand resolute, motherfucker.
What a cunt.
Oh, well. It couldn't all be good, folks.
Exactly what I think when Wayne gives his scores on reviews. Look, thank you again to everybody who has contributed over 300 episodes.
Or just listened.
Or listened, or retweeted, or replied on Twitter, or sent us on even Instagram, which is very little used, who has subscribed to the show and never sent us anything whatsoever, but you're still listening.
That's right.
And there are a lot of people who do that, believe me.
Very awesome.
Thank you so much. Anyone's left a review? Anyone who has thought, oh, fuck it, I'll give Wayne and Paul a go. You're all the absolute fucking best. And we would not be here today if not for you.
Hell no.
You are the lifeblood of the show. You're what makes it work. Wayne and I could catch up once a week, if I was allowed to, and talk shit. But this gives us a forum,
a purpose.
A purpose.
That's us.
To do so. So okay. Thank you so much. And that's episode 300.
There you are. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah.
Let's hope we get along another 300. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Why not?
Fuck it.
Why not? 5-6 more years of this show. Boom. That would be an incredible thing. We'll just take 1 year at a time. That's what we're committing to. 2021, we will be here to fill your ears and not in the way that Wayne would prefer to.
I was going
to
make a cum joke. Well done. Well done. Well done. All right. Thank you very much,
do you think
folks.
There is that in the world?
Coming in ears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the thing?
Yeah, I've done it. I mean, like, like I missed. I missed.
So she just jerked her head to the side?
Well, she obviously decided she wasn't going to take it in the face and then just bam, right in the ear, son. I'm making all of this up. I didn't actually do that. Can you imagine that? The next time she's at her like her doctor, it's like, let me take a look in your ear. What have you been doing in here? What have you...
Jeez. Well, look, it didn't get too racy till the very end.
It was very unscripted. Okay.
What would Al Pacino say about that?
Why?
in my ear! You fuck!
I don't
know. Do Christopher Walker would say?
Oh, God.
I owe you
some cum. What?
The lion.
That should make sense, you fucking asshole.
In the grass.
Sitch, please. You're just saying the words you know and trying to make that the response to the situation. What a bitch. Ah, shit. That is actually what makes it funny, though. So well done. Well done.
Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to contribute in the next 300 episodes or more, you can do so, Wayne Howe.
Ah, they know how. All right, fine. Google us, The Countdown Podcast, or send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
On Twitter at TheCountdownPC. Like and follow and write comments to the show on the Podbean app. And check out the Facebook community links in the show notes. That's where you can join this discussion and be able to contribute to all the topics at hand. And that's it. That's it for episode 300.
Boom.
That's it for not quite 6 years of The Countdown. That's it for 2020. This is dropping just beforehand. We're kicking off 2021 with renewed vigor. We're not. Monster Hunter. Check out that review if you want to. Next week, next 3 weeks, best and worst of TV in 2020. The worst films of 2020 and the very best films of 2020. Such few that they are.
That's right.
That's next 3 weeks of The Countdown. They're the biggest episodes that we normally have. Check them out.
It'll be tight.
It's going to be huge. All right. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And we have to go to the new soundboard for the final click today.
What's this?
Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?
You. You. That's gross. You're gross. What a deep...
All right. If you prefer.
I don't. Fuck off.
If you prefer, let's go with a fan favorite.
Yeah! It's for every one of us.
This is not a fan favorite. It's for every one of us.
How dare you, Wayne? It's not a fan
favorite. It's no one's favorite.
You should be in this room, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne is like
shitting on Paul's iPad.
Fuck you. We will catch you next week.
See ya.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. Just remember what your old pal said. You've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
Nah, hang on, I gotta do some warming up.
Yeah, I got two
thoughts. Hey. I owe you.
Oh my God! Please, I don't think this is a warm up.
Please down.
I don't know if this is a blooper. I suspect it might be. Not sure. Okay.
Think a bell. Up my ass.